We're joined on the phone right now with a show in town. This weekend, it is Ryan McDonald of Alert the Medic. Thanks for taking the time, bud. Are you guys in town right now?
Phew. No, I'm in Stellarton right now. So I live in Stellarton. Yeah. So I'm just about an hour and a half outside. But yeah, I used to live in the city for a few decades there when we were playing pretty heavy. But yeah, missed the hustle and bustle of the city for sure. But,
you got the hookup. Yeah. You got the hookup of Pictou County Pizza right there, man.
I know, it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. It's not good for my cholesterol. So
will you take the brown sauce over the typical red sauce any day?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say for sure. Yeah, like being where I am right now, there's plenty of viewers listening. I'm sure, you know, if they heard me go, you know, sway to the red sauce. There's going to be some repercussions for the rest of the day. So, yeah, let's stay with the brown sauce. I'm happy with that.
It's a very passionate subject. Like, I even think with your bass player, Matt, who was on with us a couple months ago, I think it came up casually. And then, of course, the text line blows up saying, oh, no, it's either you love it or hate it. But we love Alert the Medic. And the whole reason we're on here today is because 20th anniversary show is this Saturday night, Marquee Ballroom, an iconic venue for music here in Halifax, and a return to a venue that I'm sure you guys have played a number of times over the years, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely, you know, iconic. You said the word, you know, and I've been in that room a million times, you know, watching, you know, some of my favorite bands, big bands, little bands, like, oh, you know, just it's just an experience all in itself. But yeah, we're really excited to be back in the room. We got some great bands opening. John Samuel and his band is going to open. Good Dear Good is going to come on and you know, preheat the oven, and then we're going to jump on and play some classics from the Time Machine here. So anybody who's a fan of the first record is you're going to hear some. It's going to be kind of like our Eras tour, our Eras show. We're going to play a bunch of different stuff from a few different eras, I guess, and we'll go the Taylor Swift route here.
So yeah, I was going to say you're taking some cues from Taylor Swift, are you?
Yeah. We made some jokes the other day because we're looking at the set, and a lot of the songs we're playing are in sort of semi chronological order right now. So I'm like, this is like our Eras tour, guys. This is hilarious.
We're on the phone.
It's nice. It's nice dusting the, you know, getting the dust off some of these old ones and breathing some new life into them. It's fun. It's a walk down memory lane for sure.
I have to say, you don't have Eras Tours pricing for your tickets. It's an affordable night out on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have some new, like, 20th anniversary merch, but it's not in the price range of any Taylor Swift stuff. We won't have a merch store.
We're on the phone right now with Ryan McDonald, Alert the Medic. It's happening 20 years of Alert the Medic at the Marquee coming up on the weekend here. And I want to quiz you here because you guys made a Facebook post on your fan page a couple of weeks back. And this goes to one of your first out-of-province tours in Ontario back in 2007. Do you remember the name of your tour van at the time?
I believe we had Van Morrison at that point in time.
It was Van Morrison, wood paneled Van Morrison.
That was great. I was trying to remember the names of the vans that we had the other day, and I was spacing on one of them. But yeah, we had some good ones. Van Morrison, Vanna White, Van Diesel, and then the one that I couldn't remember. We had this like silver Dodge Caravan, so we called it Sarah Silver Van.
Oh my!
We thought
goodness.
That was really good. So yeah.
When you look at those pictures, when you look back at that stuff, like what goes through your head, man? 20 years of Alert the Medic, that is wild.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I had so much more hair. it's just like, I think that's the biggest thing. We look so young, like we're just so young and out there in that van going across the country, and how unsafe that van was. Like, there was no like seats in the back of the van. It was just like a bench and like this wooden bench that was like screwed to the wall, and someone usually put like a lawn chair in the back. It was like we had this like a small TV and a VCR with like a little inverter, so we could play some like video games and watch like movies on the VCR. Pretty crazy. So I mean, yeah, that was 20 years ago, which is nuts to think of. So,
You can get ticket details for the show, by the way, at surge105.ca. Click on your Halifax, then click on Alert the Medic at the marquee. For you, Ryan, you know, I'm sure we could read your Wikipedia. And I know Wikipedia, anyone can edit it, but there's some pretty cool things you got listed there. You've had some songs featured on shows like Rookie Blue. You've been on shows like The Marilyn Dennis Show. You did a video, and I saw this on YouTube, with Rick the Model Martel. So any other big memories over the years, like maybe opening for a big band that you loved as a kid?
I mean, you just named a couple big ones for sure, but I mean, one of the first ones is we got a call to open for Our Lady Peace down in Cape Breton at their Centre 200, so it's like their metro centre in Sydney, and it was just us two, like, who's going to be direct support, so just us and Our Lady Peace, and that was in 2008, I think, 2009, somewhere around there, but anyway, it was pretty amazing to be able to do that and go out onto an arena stage in front of, you know, thousands of people and have a really great show and then hang out with the band afterwards. I think it was our guitar player Troy's like first show with the band, the first official show. So pretty cool to be like joining a band and then going to play an arena. And then subsequently the next show I think was at like the Thistle Pub and Grill. Still playing for like 30 people in an open mic. So you go from one extreme to another really, but yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean, whenever I'm with the guys, we start to recall some of the cool things. We all kind of get amnesia a little bit over the years, but you know, when we're together, we start recalling all these, you know, fun situations or not so fun situations at the time, but now we can laugh on. So yeah, it's been 20 years of some crazy stuff, and I mean, yeah, school of hard knocks. Pretty interesting.
Ryan McDonald of Alert the Medic joining us by phone this morning. May 2nd, that's coming up this weekend, 20th anniversary show, Marquee Club, Surge 105, proud to be a part of that as well. Just $23, surge105.ca for show details. And listen, just before we let you go here, just curious, after 20 years, what do you have to say to all your fans who helped make that happen and get you guys off the ground and were loyal to you and able to join you for 20 years of Alert the Medic?
Oh man, it's crazy. I mean, so appreciative that 20 years down the road, there's some people that want to come out and see that music, you know, buy the ticket and come out and get a babysitter and, you know, or make arrangements or whatever it is to clear their evening to come out and have, you know, have this experience with us. So huge thanks to anybody who wants to come out to the show or, you know, or anybody who listens to the music still and can't get out to the show. Yeah, we appreciate every single moment that you spend with Alert the Medic. So if you want to come out on Saturday night, you know, we really appreciate it, and we look forward to partying with you. It's going to be a blast. We're playing all kinds of cool ones and dusting off some ones that we haven't played in forever. And yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited for it.
We just got a text here from Sean on the Purple Cow Talk and text line, Ryan. Sean says that same show you opened for OLP up in Sydney was actually the show that's how he discovered you guys.
Oh, sick. That's awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, buddy.
All comes full circle, right?
That's amazing. Yeah. No, there's moments throughout our, you know, our history where, you know, we've had some crazy moments. Just, I can't remember, we were somewhere outside of Ottawa in this little tiny Tim Hortons, I don't know, like maybe Timmins or something, or I don't know, somewhere real small. But anyway, we were some little kid tapped us on the back at a Tim Hortons and said, are you guys in Alert the Medic? And I had to trip out for a while just because this is the most random, you know, kid ever. And he said, we tried to get into your show at Ottawa last night, but it wasn't all ages, so we couldn't get in. But just like one of those moments where like somebody has discovered, you know, you from, you know, the oblivion, and it just makes such an amazing impact for that, stays with us, right? So all those little things are super important in our longevity and our career. So we appreciate any time anybody has ever tapped us on the shoulder and said, hey, I appreciate what you do.
Ryan,
we appreciate you.
Ryan McDonald of Alert the Medic. The 20th anniversary show, it's happening this weekend, Marquee Club. Make sure you check out surge105.ca for more details. Ryan, man, we appreciate you taking the time, and go grab a slice with some of that brown sauce. Okay, buddy?
Thanks, Surge 105. You guys are the best ever. I appreciate all your support. We'll see you guys on Saturday.